Michael Keaton's new film Birdman took home top honors at the 2014 Gotham Independent Film Awards last night, winning Best Feature and Best Actor. In the film, Keaton plays a washed-up former superhero star who's trying to make a comeback on Broadway. The film seems to mirror parts of Keaton's own life. He left the Batman franchise in the 90s after two successful films. Here's a clip from the film Birdman. It's Keaton with Emma Stone, who plays his daughter and assistant.
This is my chance to finally do some work that actually means something.
That means something to who? You had a career, Dad, before the third comic book movie. Before people started to forget who was inside that bird costume. You were doing a play based on a book that was written 60 years ago for 1,000 rich old white people whose only real concern is going to be where they go to have their cake and coffee when it's over. And let's face it, Dad, you are not doing this for the sake of art. You are doing this because you want to feel relevant again. Well, guess what? There is an entire world out there where people fight to be relevant every single day, and you act like it doesn't exist.
Also, last night, Julianne Moore won Best Actress for portraying a college professor who's suffering from Alzheimer's in the film Still Alice. She's having a little renaissance right now. She's in The Mockingjay, too. Here's Moore with Kristen Stewart, who plays her daughter.
What's it like? Like, what does it actually feel like?
Well, it's not always the same. You know, I have good days, bad days, and on my good days, I can, almost pass for a normal person. But on my bad days, I feel like I can't find myself.
Also at the awards, Richard Linklater's film Boyhood took home the Audience Award, and Laura Poitras's film Citizen 4 on National Security Agency whistleblower Edward Snowden was named Best Documentary.